The road to an electric vehicle future is paved with lithium. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, in for Molly Wood. Tesla beat earnings expectations Tuesday, reporting record profits of more than $1 billion last quarter. The electric vehicle market, while still small, has grown rapidly this year. Of course, a global shortage of microchips could slow things down. But long term, there's also the issue of lithium. It's a soft, silvery metal that's the key component in electric car batteries. Chris Berry is a strategic metals consultant and president of House Mountain Partners. He says demand for lithium is expected to triple in the next 5 years, which is why some automakers like GM have taken the unusual step of making deals with lithium mines directly.
It's unprecedented. Typically the supply chain for the lithium ion battery is very fragmented. I mean, the lithium comes from one or two parts of the world, like Western Australia or the lithium triangle in South America. It's refined and basically built into batteries in parts of Asia. And then, you know, those batteries can be put into electric vehicles in other parts of the world. The fact that the automotive manufacturers are going directly to the mine site to lock up, you know, 5+ years of supply is unprecedented.
Why wouldn't an automaker do this? You know, why wouldn't they have a direct supply to the raw materials themselves?
Well, you know, typically the lithium demand has really grown at about 5 or 6% per year historically. Now that lithium demand is growing at 20% per year, and I think that's probably going to continue through the remainder of this decade, this is why the automotive manufacturers are now not able or not willing to rely on some of their suppliers or some of their partners, and they're going directly to the miners themselves. And if it's going to take you 7 to 10 to 12 years to bring a new lithium mine on stream, you know, you've got to go and just make sure as an automotive manufacturer that you have that 10-year line of sight on your supply. Otherwise, you're going to lose market share.
What's at stake with all this then? I mean, could we see, as demand increases for these raw materials, electric vehicles become more expensive?
Perhaps, you know, and that's another good question. And that's something that a lot of folks along the supply chain are worried about. I mean, the price of lithium, battery grade lithium carbonate, which is one of the two lithium chemicals that can be used in batteries, it's doubled off of its COVID lows from about a year ago. And so, you know, that does directly feed into the cost of a battery. I will say that a lithium ion battery in a car is about 30% of the cost of that car. So that's why so many people are focused on lowering, you know, basically chemistry advances for the batteries, because if you can make the batteries cheaper, all of a sudden, then you get to that sort of nirvana, I think, that we're all thinking about around, you know, the really ubiquitous use for electric vehicles. Right now, it's really a cost issue.
What makes lithium so special?
Well, first of all, it's the lightest of all metals. It's number 3 on the periodic table. So if you just think about, you know, the weight of the metal or the weight of the battery in the car, obviously the lighter, the better for range and so on and so forth. Number 2, its capacity to hold a charge is almost unparalleled. So it's a very energy dense metal. And then number 3, you know, lithium ion batteries have been used in commercial applications, phones, tablets, camcorders, what have you, for about 30 years. So there's a very, very long track record of safety with respect to lithium ion. And so that's obviously what automotive manufacturers are really looking for, the blend of those 3 attributes.
Are there any viable alternatives right now?
Not really. Certainly not when you're talking about automotive applications. Again, because I mentioned just earlier those attributes of it being very lightweight and energy dense, and also the track record of safety. I think when you think about the battery business, the storage battery business, you really segment it into the automotive sector and the grid scale storage sector. So, you know, pairing, for example, batteries with solar or wind, and there are other, I would argue, perhaps better suited chemistries like vanadium redox or, you know, sodium sulfur batteries that could be used in the grid scale area. But, you know, look, they lose right now based on cost. Lithium is also, because it's ubiquitous, it is the most cost effective battery based on dollars per kilowatt hour.
Chris Berry is a strategic metals consultant and president of House Mountain Partners. And now for some related links. You heard Chris Berry mention some alternatives to lithium batteries that aren't yet great for cars, but could be promising for electrical grid storage. Last year on the show, Molly Wood talked to a couple of engineers at UC Berkeley, who are actually also married to each other, about how innovations in batteries could make our energy systems more sustainable and resilient in the face of climate change. It's all about storing the energy generated by renewable sources like wind and solar. One option that's definitely too heavy for cars, iron batteries, which were profiled in the Wall Street Journal last week. Iron is abundant, it's easy to extract, and non-toxic. The batteries are still being tested in development, but they should be able to hold power longer than lithium-ion batteries, and they're less likely to catch fire, which seems pretty key. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.